You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
OTAs are done. The Broncos' summer break is underway. We won't see them back on the field until late July, but the Mailbag just keeps right on going. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me here on DenverBroncos.com. And let's get started with the first question this week from Brian H., who asks, what players stood out to you at OTAs? Let's start on offense, and let's start with C.J. Anderson. I thought he had a great 4 weeks, and by all indications, he's had an outstanding offseason in two ways. Number one, he's stepping up to the role that is demanded of him now that he has that big contract. He's leading. He's showing guys how to do things. He's setting a good example. He came to OTAs in good shape. And then number two, he's very comfortable in this zone blocking scheme. One of the things I liked is that he's really reading those blocks and he's attacking the holes as they develop. There's one play toward the end of OTAs that I really enjoyed seeing. He's going to the right side. He's about to follow Andy Janovich. But where you think the hole is, it's not there. But then a crease goes to the left, and CJ read it perfectly, made that quick pivot, took off upfield, would have been a big gain in a regular season game. I like what he's done. On the defensive side, I like Vance Walker. He had a very solid 4 weeks of OTAs. Looks like he's going to be in the mix to replace Malik Jackson. I think it's still going to be a collective kind of replacing the four-year veteran who's now in Jacksonville. But Walker, I think, may end up as the starter and the primary guy, and then Jerry Crick rotates in behind him. And then on the back end, rookie Justin Simmons, he and Shiloh Kao looks like they're battling to replace David Bruton Jr. Kao was ahead of Simmons, but at the same time, you like Simmons' potential. You like the way he played. They would move him up in the box. They'd play him deep. He was all over, good in coverage, made some good plays against the run, and a big role on special teams. Those three guys were the ones that jumped out to me in the 4 weeks of OTAs. Our second question this week is from Western Hush. That's a very unusual name. And he asks, if it's a he, could be a she, do you think that Bradley Roby could possibly steal Aqib Talib's spot at the number one cornerback? Well, I think all that is going to depend on how Aqib Talib recovers from the gunshot wound. If he's back during training camp, then I think he's going to have the job, and it's going to be just like it was last year with Bradley Roby as the number three cornerback. But if Talib struggles to recover, if he's out during training camp, misses some time in the preseason, and has his endurance affected by the recovery from the injury, then certainly Bradley Roby could step in and be one of the top two cornerbacks along with Chris Harris Jr. Clearly, Roby is good enough. I think he would start for a lot of teams. But the fact you have Chris Harris Jr. and Aqib Talib here, that's held him back. He could get the job, but again, I think it's going to depend more on Talib's recovery than anything Roby does over the summer. Thanks for the questions, and if you want it on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.